My guest is the Gilman School Superintendent, Georgia Krause. If you would, please share with us what happened at the latest Gilman School Board meeting.
Sure. Thanks for having me on. At the August board meeting, we started with pledge approval of the agenda and citizens forum, went into administrative reports, highlights there. We thanked Gilman Chiefs for their generous support of the Gilman students and school district by donating funding and cheese towards replacing the fresh fruit and vegetable grant. We have a thank you here from the summer activities program students. Had a very successful program this year, and that's a partnership that we have with the village, and United Way also supports that program. So thank you to everyone. I updated the board on the Fair Labor Standards Act and how we are converting some of our salary employees to hourly. And I updated the board on bus insurance. We converted to a driver-owned policy. We have expanded our Head Start program to serve additional community 3- and 4-year-olds, and so that's an exciting option for us for this upcoming year. We went into the consent agenda. We approved the minutes from the July board meeting and the June financials. Under our hires, we hired special education aides Carrie Person and Andrea Johnson, and they will be part-time for us. And we also had a change in one of the other aides and how they will be staffed. We'll look at kitchen hires for the next board meeting. We did the policy update, updated some technical corrections and some basic changes in policy. Next, we went on to the retirement plan. We ran a draft by the board. They had a question about clarification of death benefits, and so we will bring that back to the next meeting. We approved the laptop handbook. That will be new to us this year. We have a middle school Chromebook program that we are rolling out. For the sign update, the village had tabled the permit, and actually since then, Jerry Schromick has been in contact with the village president and the village, and the permit has been put in place, so that's exciting. We'll be moving forward with that sign. We discussed the school perception survey, and what the board did was complete a self-evaluation at the August meeting and then went over different components of that, and that's from the School Board Association that they suggest an annual review. Board travel, Community Education Committee meeting, August 18th at 1 o'clock. We have a regional meeting and a pre-conference sessions coming up, and we had Val Kalesa, who represented us at the CESA meeting. Executive session, we discussed some brief personnel issues and staffing on the Fair Labor Standards Act and also set goals for the district administrator. We reconvened in open session, and then we adjourned.
Once again, my guest has been Gilman School District Superintendent Georgia Krause. Just so folks know, Georgia, when does school start over in the Gilman School District? Because we're getting really close.
We will be ready to roll September 1st.
Wow, that is so awesome. Well, thanks. Welcome back to everybody over in Gilman, and thanks once again for the update. Once again, my guest, the superintendent of the Gilman School District, Georgia Krause. Those were the minutes from the August school board meeting. Thank you so very much, and have a terrific and safe school year.
Thank you. Take care.